we are a movement organization. There has to be a place in the world where movement organizations can have their websites and their communications and feel confident that the people who are providing those communications are going to stand behind them when they're attacked. We will never, ever, ever take down the website of a member because it's under right-wing attack.
Well, and again, that website is May1st.org. We've been speaking with Alfredo Lopez. He's a member of the tech collective, May1st.org. And I'm sure that with everything that's been going on the last 3 weeks, this denial of service attack that's been ongoing from those intent on taking down Planned Parenthood and related organizations, that May 1st could definitely use some support and donations. Again, that website, May1st.org. This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.
And now, the latest news and developments from the occupied territories in Palestine from the International Middle East Media Center in Bethlehem.
Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, August 25th, 2015. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities, attack a Palestinian man, and demolish two homes. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Several Israeli police and army vehicles invaded on Tuesday morning Jabal al-Mukabbar village in occupied East Jerusalem and demolished two homes belonging to Muhammad al-Abbasi and his brother Khalid. Muhammad told the Wadi Hilwa Information Center that he and his brother started the construction of their home nearly 45 days ago and were getting ready to inhabit them in the coming few days. The homes were supposed to house two families of nine members. The demolition took place after a large military and police force surrounded the village and invaded it approximately at 5:30 in the early morning before demolishing the two homes. Last March, the police demolished the foundation of a building belonging to Al-Abbasi family in the same area. Staying in Jerusalem, Israeli police officers kidnapped a Palestinian child and a teenager in Silwan, south of Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. According to local reports, police broke into a workshop in the central neighborhood in Silwan, kidnapped the two and moved them to a police station in Salah al-Din Street. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded several communities in the occupied West Bank and kidnapped nine Palestinians, including three teenagers. Soldiers also attacked and wounded a Palestinian on a roadblock in the northern part of the West Bank. Media sources in Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank have reported that soldiers invaded Al-Arub refugee camp north of the city and kidnapped four Palestinians, including two teenagers. Several military vehicles also invaded different neighborhoods in Hebron City and stalled roadblocks on the main entrance of Sa'ir and Halhul nearby towns, in addition to the northern entrance of Hebron. In Qalqilya, in the northern part of the West Bank, soldiers invaded several homes and kidnapped a Palestinian man. Moreover, soldiers kidnapped three Palestinians from Balata refugee camp after stopping them at Za'atar roadblock. In related news, a Palestinian man was wounded after Israeli soldiers stopped his car at Za'atar roadblock south of Nablus and assaulted him while searching his vehicle. The Palestinian, Amid Al-Bash, 33, suffered various cuts and bruises and was moved to Rafidi Hospital in Nablus City. And that's all from today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, August 25th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report was brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Hassan Banoura.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Cliff Varla, Connie Kazanowski, Doug McVeigh, and Jared Dantzler. Our engineer is Sequoia Wright. And KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderbird. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Jared Dantzler.
And I'm Nicole Weinstock. Coming up tomorrow on KBOO, at 7 it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Paul Roland hosts Wednesday Talk Radio News and Commentary with your calls. Robert Humziker, a journalist from Los Angeles, will be talking about the impact of climate change. At 9, on Political Perspectives, we speak with James Russell about the upcoming retirement crisis. He is the author of Social Insecurity, 401ks, and the Retirement Crisis, as tens of millions of Americans discover that they would have been better off under traditional pension plans long since replaced by 401ks. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on The Recovery Zone, hosts Stephanie Potter speaks with activists from Rising Tide and other groups. They are calling for mass actions to flood the system, to end oppression, and promote a profound social transformation. Thanks for listening to KBOO, and thanks KBOO members for your generous support. If you are not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Yesterday, Lummi Nation tribal members held an event focusing on the future of